President Biden speaks in about an hour as chaos continues at the airport in Kabul, the Afghan capital. Thousands are trying to leave, but standing in their way are Taliban checkpoints, American bureaucracy, and what appears to be a lack of coordination. NPR's diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman is here. And hey, Michelle, what is the latest at the airport?
So, well, the State Department says it's ramping up, that it has more consular officers there to deal with all that bureaucracy, as you pointed out. There's a top diplomat just working on logistics. Consular officers are also being rushed to Kuwait and Qatar. Those are both big transit countries.
Yeah.
But the scenes on social media, Scott, are just chaotic. And I've been listening today to human rights activists talking about how their Afghan colleagues are really struggling just to get to the airport. Take a listen to Shaharzad Akbar. She's the head of the Afghanistan Independent Human Rights Commission.
My colleagues, with their families, elderly children, people with disability, have attempted to get to the airport once, twice, and have failed to the point that, you know, several of them are dreading going to airport again. And they have failed because there hasn't been coordination between countries who are evacuating and countries who are guarding the airport.
Guarding the airport, meaning the U.S., but they're also facing harassment from the Taliban at checkpoint two, particularly, she says, the women.
Now, Americans, of course, are still trying to get out. The Taliban say they're letting Americans get out, but does that comport with the reality there?
Well, let's put it this way. The U.S. Embassy has been warning everyone, Afghans and Americans, that the U.S. cannot ensure safe passage to the airport. And then they issued a new warning today. They said that the gates may open or close without notice because of large crowds and security concerns. So while the U.S. says that it's been having, you know, productive talks with the Taliban, particularly when it comes to Americans, it may not really make a difference on the ground.
Now, there are the Taliban leaders the Americans are talking to, and then there are the other Taliban leaders at the airport. And we might think about the Taliban as a unified group, but it sounds like maybe not.
Yeah, you know, I was talking to a UN official this week, and he described it this way. He said that the Taliban doesn't have a command and control system. It's more like a group of militias. So you might have a Taliban official who's trying to win international legitimacy for the Taliban in Kabul or in Qatar. And then you have fighters elsewhere setting their own rules. And then throw into that mix some criminal groups, and you can understand why it's such a dangerous journey to reach the airport gates.
Yeah, I understand. And of course, going forward, where we go from here, we do know that the president is going to speak in about an hour or so. What are you and others expecting?
Well, I can tell you what activists are hoping to hear, that the U.S. Won't just leave when all the Americans are out, that they'll do a better job getting vulnerable Afghans out, those human rights activists, women activists, you know, people who were doing the democracy work that the U.S. wanted done in Afghanistan. Will he be willing to move past that August 31st deadline? So far, Biden has said the U.S. Will stay until it gets Americans out. He's defended his decision to leave, saying the U.S. Won't fight a war that Afghans wouldn't fight. That's the kind of messaging that's been for the domestic public, but it's really angered a lot of people abroad, particularly Afghans who have helped the U.S. over the years, who are now feeling like they're being left behind.
Well, we'll be listening for whether the president mentions them, in addition, as you say, to the Americans who were there. Finally, I understand NATO met today. What's happening there?
Yeah, you know, it was interesting because NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says that some allies are also questioning Biden's August 31st deadline and think NATO should stay there to get more foreign nationals and Afghans out of the country. NATO's been operating air traffic control, fuel, and other civilian jobs at the airport. But it's really not clear how long U.S. troops are going to stay and how long this kind of precarious security environment can last. I mean, you know, the Taliban control the streets, and the other big fear is terrorism. We're already hearing reports of a local ISIS affiliate moving into Kabul. So it's a very, very big risk to this operation.
Okay, Michelle Kellerman, NPR's diplomatic correspondent. Thank you. And a reminder that President Biden is going to speak in about an hour, and you can hear him on most of these NPR news stations.